So this week's parasha is Parashas Pekudei. It says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. What do you mean, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan? These are the countings of the Mishkan. Then it says, Mishkan HaEdus. The Mishkan of testimony. Testimony of what? Asher Pukad, which was enacted al pi Moshe, which was enacted according to Moshe Rabbeinu, avodat halavim, the actions or the acts of the Levim, biyad, in the hands of Itamar ben Aaron HaKohen. Then it says, u'betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mati Yehuda, right? That's his name. Long name here. Asa et kol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. All which God commanded Moshe. Why doesn't it say all which God commanded him? Then it says, V'ito, and with him, Ohaliav ben Achisamach, v'matedan, Charash v'choshev, engraved and thought v'rokem, and like weaved. Weaved, I think is the word. Okay, that's the introduction. Now remember, I always say the beginning of a parasha is the introduction to the whole parasha. So this is the beginning and this is the introduction. So let's see. So first of all, what's this Pekudei HaMishkan? Minyana de Mishkan, says Targum. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Parasha zu nimnu ko mishkalei nidvata mishkan. It counts all the weights of the things which were given to the Mishkan. Kesev, Zahav, Nechoshe, Nimnu, Kol Kelav, Lechol Avodato. So here is a counting. This parasha is a counting of the Mishkan. Then it says, Mishkan, Mishkan, Shnei Paramim, Remez leMikdash Nitmashken v'Shnei Chorbanim. It's a hint to the Mikdash, based on Mikdash, that was Nitmashken v'Shnei Chorbanim, which was taken away as a Mashkan of two destructions of the temple. Alavonoteim shel Yisrael. That means the Mishkan is a Mashkan, Loshen Mashkan, that's what we're saying. And the Mishkan, right, is two times, because of the two Chorbanot, the two, yeah? Twice it was taken as a Mashkan. Twice it was taken, what's a Mashkan? It's a collateral. If you don't pay, what do you mean you don't pay? With good behavior, take your Mashkan. So that means the Mishkan, right, is instead of our sins. Because we know, what's the purpose of the Mishkan? The purpose of the Mishkan is to atone for our sins. So if it doesn't atone for our sins in an active way, it atones for our sins by taking it as a Mashkan. Why does it make sense? The whole purpose of the Mishkan is to atone for our sins. We're now sinning. We're taking away the process to atone, and that's acting as a Mashkan. How does that work? Doesn't make sense, right? So, the simple pshat is what you're saying. Simple pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes his anger on Eitzim Vavonim and not on Klal Yisrael. That the Mishkan was destroyed and not Klal Yisrael. But that also doesn't really make full sense. Why? What he's taking his wrath on Eitzim Vavonim. You have to understand. There's a special din on Erev Yom Kippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, we have to make vidui Erev Yom Kippur. Not only on Yom Kippur, we make vidui on every tefillah. But on Erev Yom Kippur, we have to make vidui before Mincha. What's the reason? Because maybe you'll choke on your Suda Mafseket. Hello? Maybe you'll choke. Why should you choke? We're not worried about choking the whole year. Why should we worry about choking in a meal, Erev Yom Kippur? There's 350 something days that I'm not worried about choking. One day I'm worried about choking. So the pshat is Yom Kippur, choking and being died. Yeah, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah, choking. Real choking, yeah. Should happen to any of us. So what are we worried? Why are we worried every Yom Kippur special takana? The pshat is as follows. And I've explained this before. Since it's a kirva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming close to us, and that's when it happens. Mincha Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming closer. And you still haven't done tshuva after 9 days of tshuva. You still haven't done tshuva. And the king's coming. That brings on din. Kirva brings on din. Kirva also brings on rachmim. Because when the king is present, you can ask him for whatever you want. But it's only if you want to change. It's only when the king comes, you're ready for him. If you're not ready for him, then that kirva brings on din. And that's the pshat of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, with Klal Yisrael, there's a kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says, on Yom Kippur, they used to open parochet, right? And they used to see the kruvim. And they see the kruvim connecting. And they knew that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was connected to the Jewish people. There's other things in the Mishkan. Have the two poles of the Aaron would stick out of the curtain. And it would look like this is what Gemara says, like the chest of a woman. The Gemara says this. It says, why is that? So I think the Ben Ishchai explains that it's a semel to Torah, it's a sign of Torah. Torah is like a child sucking its mother's milk. So it's a semel, it was a sign that achius, a child can do without its mother's milk. There wasn't maternal at that time, right? A child can't live without its mother's milk. So too we can't live without the Aaron, we can't live without the Torah that the Aaron represents. So the Mishkan represented such a kesha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a kesha to the Torah. That was the center of the Mishkan, the Torah, the Aaron itself was the center of the Mishkan. Such a kesha we had with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Such a kesha, and you're doing averas, that brings on din. To remove that din, we have to remove the Mishkan. We have to remove that kesha. Now that you don't have kesha, okay. So then it can, then, when a person sins, it's a hest upon him. You can't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no clarity. There's no worry of Shema Yichanek. The rest of the year, not Erev Yom Kippur. There's no kirva like that. Erev Yom Kippur is a Siya Kirva. You're getting so close. Mishkan Siya Kirva. Getting so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings on din. So remove it. The removal of the Mishkan is the removal of that kirva, but it's also the removal of din if we're not up to it. So that's the pshat. You understand? So that's why it's a mashkan. You doing averas, I take it away. I take that kirva away. Because now it's hest upon him. Now there's no so much, there's no kirva in the world, there's no also what's din in the world, closeness in the world, there's no din in the world. You with me? Now it says, Mishkan Ha'edut. So it says, Edut L'Israel, it's a sign, a testimony to Jewish people, Shevita Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMaisa Egel, that he's Mevatzer on Maisa Egel, Sharei Hashra Shechinato B'neihem. So the Mishkan is Edus, that returned the divine presence to Klal Yisrael. That's the Loshon Mishkan. So you see, the Loshon Mishkan is Mashkan. Loshon Mishkan of Shachem. He's dwelling with us. The divine presence is dwelling with us. So that's what's in Edus. The Mishkan is a testimony of the divine presence dwelling with us. The question asks, why, if it says Mishkan twice, why is it Shnei Bati Mikdash? Right? Because one of the words we need. So I said it could be Ha Mishkan. Is extra, the hay, or it could be that the Ikka Mishkan, the Ikka destruction of the Mishkan, is the first Beis HaMikdash. Because the second Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, was just a shell in comparison to the first Beis HaMikdash. So, why does it say by Bezalel that he did all which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe? It should say that all which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. Because he also got a command. So Rashi here brings, and we did this last week's parasha, but I have a little bit to add, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told one thing, that first build the Mishkan and then do the Kedim, but he himself, when he was Mitzaveh, he told Bezalel the opposite way, and Bezalel said, that's not the normal way. First you build Mishkan, and then the Kedim. So he explained whatever he explained last week. I heard Rabbi Truth, I might be doing it complete justice, but he explained that Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichtav. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the written law. And Bezalel, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichtav is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. That's obvious. But Bezalel represents Torah Shebalpeh. That's the Chiddush. Betzel Kel, a tzel, is always a form of something, of the Shemesh. It's always a form of something. Not always. Torah Shebichtav was for Moshe Rabbeinu a clear clarity. For us, we don't understand it. For us, with that Torah Shebalpeh, put on Totafot. What's Totafot? Shecht, like I told you. What's Shechita? We don't understand Torah. Don't cook a kid its brother's milk. What does that mean? Torah for us is kimat impossible to understand without Torah Shebal Peh. Bezalel represents the explanation of Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe, when he said first the Kalim, that's what the Maharal says, first the Kalim, first the Limud, right? The concept, and then the expression of the concept, the action of the concept. Bezalel was putting that concept in its right form. I can't bring the kelim. The kelim don't have a place to be. You can't put an aron if you don't have a place to put the aron. You can't put a menorah. You can't. There's not a makom for it. There's no order to it unless you have a building around it. Torah Shebaal Peh is that building, is the Mishkan, is that building which holds the kelim, which holds the Torah. Without the Mishkan, without that edus, without that edus that the divine presence is with us, that form of the Mishkan, that cell, that understanding of something, of if I can't look at the sun, or I can't look at something, I can't see something, but I see its form, I have an understanding of what it is. And the more I understand the detail of that form, the more I can understand the thing itself. The Kalim, what they represent, and the Kesher they represent to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is harder to understand than if I don't have a place for them. Once I have a place for them, once I put them in their order, once I put them in the right place, then I can have an understanding of them. So too is the Torah. The Torah is not something I have an understanding of intrinsically. Torah Shebaal Peh puts it in its order, puts it in its proper sfara, puts it in its proper place, gives me an order, an understanding of it, and that gives me to an understanding of it. And that's why Bezalel is from Yehuda. Yehuda represents Malchus. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the expression of Torah. That's Malchus. Without the Torah Shebaal Peh, without that expression, the Torah is something hidden from me. It says, Ve'yihi me'at kika ha'kesev latzeket et adnei ha'kodesh. There will be 100 kikar kesev to form the Adnei HaKodesh, the Adonim of the Mishkan, the Kodesh, right? Ve'et Adnei HaParochet, and the Adnei of the Parochet, Me'at Adonim, Le'me'at HaKikar, Kikar Le'Adon, right? So that's the Holy of Holies, right? And then there's the Parochet. So we have all these Adonim. What's this Loshon Adon? The Loshon Adonim is a Loshon of Aleph, it's master, because master, right? Master of the world. So somehow the Adonim is a revelation of the master of the world. If you understand, when the Mishkan was made, it was made, but the Adonim weren't covered. That was one part of the Mishkan was allowed to be shown. Now, what does Adonim represent? Adonim represents Aleph Din. Aleph Din. What does Aleph Din represent? Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's the revelation of the higher aspect of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Din is the lower aspect. Dine de Malchusa Din. Din of Malchus is Din. Kingship represents Din. So the expression of Alufo Shel Olam is that which is expressed in the Adonim. And also, the Adonim represent Din, with a kesher to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is what's called mituk hadin. So that's considered, the din is sweetened. What's din which isn't sweetened? Din which isn't sweetened is din as follows. A person does something wrong, you did something wrong, you killed someone, you get killed. That's din without mituk. That's din. You remove the person from the world. That's din. He got his own ish. The tsar that he had, or whatever, we don't understand the kapara of, it's a kapara. Arba Mises Basin, the killing of Basin, all the killings of Basin is din. There's a kapara for the person, but it's din. What's mituka din? Mituka din is the person does an avera, so if you give him din, then he can be sover it, he can be mekabel it. Like you give him, he has tsaros, he has small tsaros in his life that he can take through, like he can go through them, and that's his kapara. That's called mituka din. That's din which has a mituk. You understand? Mituka din means a din that you can hold. For example, someone comes to you and says, give me my $100,000 loan back. You don't have $100,000. He says, you know what? So that would be din. Or you pay me back, or else. Or he says, pay me back $1,000 a month. You can live with that. That's called mituka din. You know, that's the sweetening of din. You're still paying the $100,000, but it's given to you in a way that you can be mekabel it, you can hold it. So why do the Adonim represent that? What are the Adonim there for? The Adonim there are the ma'amid of the Mishkan. They're holding up of the Mishkan. They're the mekaymei ha-Mishkan. They're the establishing of the Mishkan. Correct? So, since the Mishkan came as a kapara, as an edus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vitel lanu achet ha-egel, that we lost our kirva with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we have a Mishkan, and we have korbanos, and we have all sorts of things, sacrifices to bring us close. We're still not at Matan Torah. We're still not Shavuos. We're still not on Luchos Rishonos. We're still very far. And every chet we do has part of the chet ha'egel that we learnt before, right? But the ma'amidim of the Mishkan is a way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu still dwells with us, and it represents that Mishkan is the mituk of that din. We didn't get rid of the chet ha'egel, we just passed it through time. And that's what it means, that every chet we do has part of the chet ha'egel. It's a mituk of that chet that we can eventually reach Matan Torah of Har Sinai, the original Luchot Rishonot. That's what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is, and that's why the Adonim are shown, because the Adonim represent that aspect to show us that that's what the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is that mituk ha'din. That's how it works. That is how it operates. We're not potter from the Chet Ha'egel. We're going to pay back over 6,000 years, hopefully sooner.
When you say
the Adonim are those silver things that the poles of the Mishkan go into. That's what the Adonim are, right? So, and these Adonim are with Kesev. Kesev, now I want to explain to you how this works. Kesev can be explained in two ways. Kesev is a lotion of nichsaf, nichsafti, desire,
longing.
So the kesev represents what? How does this mituk work? How does it work? What makes a person have a mituk adin? When a person does something wrong, same in a relationship. You have a relationship, right, with someone. You hurt them. They're distant from you. Why would that person want to come close to you anymore after you hurt them? If it was din, finished. You did wrong, out. If you show that you're nichsaf, you desire, if you show you have a desire to come close to that person might let you in. He might be careful, it might take time, but allow there to be a relationship. And it might take time, but the relationship can continue because of your nichsafim, your desire to be close. So that's what the Adonim are telling you. Adonim are telling you, the mituk ha'din is through kesef. If you're nichsafim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're desiring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then there's mituk ha'din. only then. If you don't, if you're okay with living a separate life, you're okay without, then it's din. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Al derech ha-midrash. I'm going to read this to you. Eile p'kudei ha-mishkan, mishkan. Lama shnei pa'amim mishkan? Why twice mishkan? Ele lamed sha-heichel shel mata, the holies of the lower world, i.e. the mishkan itself, mechuvan k'neged heichel shel mala. I.e. that just as we learned this also in Parashas Vayetze, that the mikdash shel mata is against the Migdash Shel Mala. Right? Shneema machon lishvatecha pa'alta Hashem v'chulei. In other words, just as there's a Migdash Shel Mata, there's a Migdash Shel Mala. Just as, there's a Gemara in Brochos, just as here in the Migdash Shel Mata, we're makriv korbanos to be an atonement to our sins. Right? Because all of our sins come from nefesh behemi, than our lower animalistic souls. So you bring a korban, which represents that nefesh behemi, as a kapara for us being like animals. Because all sin comes from us connecting to our nefesh behemi and being more animalistic. Right? Mishkan Shulmala, who's brought as a korban in Mishkan Shulmala? So the Gemara says, Katriel is the korban, is the kohen, and he's makriv nishmotehem shel tzadikim. He's makriv the souls of tzaddikim. That's what we say, Ritzeh v'achlitzeinu, right? In a tefillah. Here, Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu v'amcha Yisrael b'tefillah tam. Because Baruch Hu wants, desires the Jewish people and their tefillah. He desires it. If we desire Him, He desires us. He wants that closeness. V'ashev et ha'avodah l'dvira d'veitecha. And return the avodah's Beis HaMikdash to His holy house. The Ishei Yisrael. What's Ishei Yisrael?
The fire offerings of the Jews.
That's right. So fire offerings of the Jews means the korbanos, but it also means Ishei Yisrael, that the Yid, the neshamas of Yisrael, are brought out of Ke'ishim as a fire offering, the Ahavat Kebal Baratzon. So in other words, it's a double-fold thing. Just as we want that kirva, kiviyachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also wants that kirva, and he's also makriv korbanos, kiviyachol, to bring himself close to him. The Gemara says he brings himself close. Maybe we'll see this. So the Marashor here in Daf Zayin in Brachos says, minayin shel Kodesh Baruch Hu mitpalel. Right? Yeah. So it says beit tefilati.
Oh, is this where this, it says Kodesh Baruch Hu has the back of the tefillin?
No. This is the Gemara says that. The Kodesh Baruch Hu davens, waiting on Kodesh Baruch Hu davens, says, "Ve've'atim el ha'kotchi v'simachti v'beit tefilati," and I was happy in the house of my davening. Tefilatam, your davening doesn't, their davening doesn't say lo ne'ma, ele tefilati. Mikan shekodesh Baruch Hu mitpalel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu davens. My mitpalel, my matzli, Amar Rav Zutra, Batuvia, Amar Rav Yehiratzon lefanei. Let it be, it's rotzen in front of me. Shikvishu rachamai, there will be kovish my mercy et kaasai, on my anger, v'igolu rachamai, and will be revealed my mercy al midotai, on my midas, v'itneheg im benai, and I'll behave with my children, midat rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is davening for this. V'kanes lehem lifnim mishur sadin. I'll do lifnim mishur sadin. I won't do din. There'll be mituka din. Right? Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Pam achad nechnasi daktik teres. I went to put teres. When I did that? Yom Kippur. That's when you maktik teres lifnai v'lifnim. V'ra'iti a katriel, and I saw a katriel, ka Hashem tzvakot, right? Shehu Yoshev al kisei Ram v'nisa, he's sitting on a kisev high up over there, i.e. in the Migdash shel Elyon. V'amal li Yishmael b'ni, birchani, bless me. Amalti lo yiratzon fanecha, let it be rotzon in front of you. Shikvashu rachamecha, your rachamim should be kovish. Your kaas, and you go over fanecha, al-midotech, v'nineged banecha, midot rachamim. You should reveal rachamim to the Jewish people and the world. But to connect them, this name Yeshua Sadin. Now, Nali Beroshi, he answered me, answered me with his head. Okay, and then it says, Kamash Malon, Shelote Birchas Hedit Kala Benecha. The broch of a Hedit shouldn't, Rabbi Yishmael, Kapi Katriel was a Hedit, shouldn't be easy in your eyes. It says here the Maral Shor. Inyano, this Indian here, because it's the same Indian we're speaking about here. Beit Filato hu hamigdash. The place of his davening is the Beis Hamikdash. Shalmala, the above Beis Hamikdash. Hamachuvan neged Migdash Shalmata, which is connected the Migdash Shalmata. Right? So it says, Umizbeach Banui. And there's a Mizbeach that's built there in the higher Migdash. Umichal Asar Gadol. And Michal Asar Gadol. Umakriv. And he's Makriv Korbanos. Vahainu Mishmachuvan Kneged Migdash Shalmata. That's what makes it Machuvan against the Migdash Shalmata. Just as down we daven, she got a rachamav. They reveal his mercy on his anger. Aleinu, kemilamana, kolish bochu davens. The same thing, alkach. Right? Then it says, and then it says afterwards, vahu, and it says, vahu kavanatakotu, semachtim beit filati. I had happiness in my house of davening. Kolish bochu saying this. Shu hamikdash shalemala. This is a mikdash above mikdash. Shesham olotem zvachem. There the olas, the offerings, right, and the zvachim leratzon, they accepted with ratzon. Al yedei hakrovat Michael. Michael brings them. He's the kohen who brings these korbanos. Shesham makriv. There he's makriv. Nishmatan shel tzadikim. He brings as a korban the souls of the tzadikim. Kedamrinan bebidroshus, v'ma ki beisod shulamala k'neged beis tefilah shulamata. Right. So you see that just as we want this desire, right, to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu also wants this desire. And how do we do it? By makrivim something instead of us. What's instead of us? The korbanos, which represents nefesh behemis. We should really be that which is makriv. Because we behave like an animal, so we take an animal, which is instead of us, to somehow bring us close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Bezrat Hashem we'll learn in Vayikra, right? Bezrat Hashem. But, how that works. But here, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makriv Nishmatan Shel Tzadik. What do you mean Makriv Nishmatan Shel Tzadik? What do you mean Makriv Nishmatan Shel Tzadik? L'rotzen. What does that mean? How does that work? How does that bring us closer? What does that mean? I'm going to explain how does a behemoth work. I mean, this is really next week's parasha, but we'll start a little bit about it now. How can a behemoth bring me to this higher level? So it's the dam's mekaper and the achiles kahanim is mekaper, right? So we're taking something which is a low level and we're bringing it to a higher level of odor, right? So this korban, this behemoth, is a low level. It should be used for farming, for physical things. That's its physical purpose. We're taking it and we're bringing it, kiviyochel, to be a higher level of odor. We're making it a higher level of odor. When we sin, what do? We do the exact opposite. We take something which is a high level of odor, man, his nefesh elokit, and he takes that nefesh elokit and he uses for a low level of odor, which is a behema. So we're taking a behema, an aspect of a behema, and fixing the imbalance in the world. We're taking the behema, which is a low level of odor, to a higher level of odor, and that creates that, like we caused the distance, now we bring the world back by taking a lower level of odor to a higher level of odor, so we bridge the gap, so to speak. Now, what's the other way with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kiviyachol. Right, this is all Kiviyachol with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kiviyachol, the chaos that's brought because of the avonus of Klal Yisrael, brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu, separates us from the world. Right? The tzaddikim are high level. High level, that means when Kodesh Baruch Hu separates from the world, that means the level of Kodesh Baruch Hu is much higher from the world than where the world is. So how do we bring the world back to its... We're makriv in the shamas of tzaddikim. What it means, we bring the tzaddikim who were the people who represent the connection of the physical. That's what a tzaddik represents. The complete connection of the physical to the spiritual. Right? We're makriv their neshamas. What does that mean? We're taking something which is the connector and bringing it back, so to speak, to reconnect with the lower world. The higher world got separated, so we're taking those which were the connectors of this lower world to the higher world, and be makri of them to reconnect to the lower world. Kivyachol, to reconnect the Kodesh Baruch Hu with the lower world. You understand? Just with the behema, we take a reconnection of the physical to the spiritual by offering it. With the tzaddikim, who represent that connection, we're bringing them, so to speak, back into the world somewhat.
How do we bring them
back? No, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Katriel. That's Katriel, he's
okay,
makri them. Katriel is a malach, he's an angel. Right. So he was makri of the tzaddikim in somehow, just as we, by bringing the korban to a higher level, we reconnect the physical to the spiritual. The tzaddik, which represents the spiritual, but is the connect to the spiritual, will connect the spiritual to the physical.
Through Katriel.
Through Katriel, who's a Kohen. Just as we have a Kohen here who's makri of the behemah, Katriel's the Kohen. He's just a misharet who does that process. Clear? But you understand what's the whole, what does this do? What's it doing? This is related to the Adonim, this is related to the Mishkan. How do we do that mituk adin? It's because of the kesef, it's the nichsafim. When we have that nichsafim, right? Desire. HaKadosh, just as we, what do we want to do? We want to reveal the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy. But the only way you can reveal His mercy, if we have desire, right? To have that kirva. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has the desire to reveal His mercy to us. That's the suffering of the Adonim. That's the Aleph with the Din. Alufo Shel Olam is only revealed in the Din, in this Kapara, if we're Nichsafim Elav, we desire Him, we desire that Kirva. That's Mo'orer His Rachamim in the world. That's why we say, you know, the Nevi'im told off Klal Yisrael, what I need all your korbanos. You don't want the kirva. You don't want to keep Torah and mitzvahs. What's worth me all your korbanos that you're bringing if you don't want to change? If you're not nechsafim, if you have no desire to come close. They don't work. It doesn't work. That is just a piece of meat that you're putting on the mizbeach. It only works with a tshuka, with a desire. And that's what a person has to be more rare himself. Our Mishkan is our hearts. That's the Mishkan that everyone has. That Mishkan has blockages. That Mishkan has separations from our desires to our soul, our minds, our soul. Like I said, Chochm Lev is a complete connection. A Mishkan has to be built with Chochm Lev. Because there has to be a connection between the higher and the lower. That's what a Mishkan represents. The only way of kesha between our desires to our souls is when nichsafim. We use those desires themselves to nichsach nichsafti, that we desire Kodesh Baruch Hu and His kirva. The same desires we have there, which can be desires for the physical world, we change those desires to desire a Kodesh Baruch Hu and kirva to Him. That's when our Mishkan Shel Mata is mechuvan to Mishkan Shel Mala. That's when our lev is mechuvan to our head, our soul. That's when you're a chacham lev. Your chacham lev, if your lev is nichsaf to your chochma, to your neshama.